take it.
What do you mean? That's time. That's not me, the rock. I don't want any fight. If I can find my heart to do, it's bad.
Greetings. Welcome to the Electric Odd Podcast. We're here for your women and, well, mostly your women. That's if the person, my co-host, girlfriend, is willing to allow it. I am the other co-host, Reverend Jim Esquire.
And we are broadcasting 50 miles below the crust of the earth in our underpants.
Drinking iced tea.
And eating seals with human eyes.
Seals with human eyes.
And yeah. If you're wondering how we're keeping warm, it's with a bucket of ice that we lit on fire.
We probably made in 3, 4, I don't know, however how many shows that we've done, we've probably made reference to that at least 3 times now.
Yes.
And if you don't understand what we're talking about, you must listen to the saga.
The saga of Mel's Hole.
There are only 2 sagas. There is Star Wars, and there is Mel's Hole.
Do a Google search on Mel's Hole. The number one website that you'll come up with would be... let me check. Bring out the trusty laptop with Wi-Fi connection. And I'll tell you, it should be...
He's got that Wi-Fi.
That
newfangled Wi-Fi.
It would be, I think, melshole.com, which is like a big... Yes, I made a plug. This is the Electric Eye. We deal things, all things electric, so why not?
What?
Well, another dropping name, the Chicken Pot Pod makes like little nuggets of information. Why not? Every now and again. So anyway, Mel's Hole, according to Google, there are top three websites are, obviously, Wikipedia is one of them, and... the other two is Mel's Hole's information, which is seattlechatclub.org, Mel's Hole.
Is that the one with the message boards?
No, that's melshole.com. Uh-huh. That's the number 3rd
It's
choice.
Got its own .com.
Not to mention that it goes on. That's about, according to Google, 21,600 websites that have some sort of Mel's Hole.
I'm willing to bet that 95% of them are not about what we're talking about.
But other than probably the top three, yes, you're able to find the audio. Somebody somewhere has the audio, both the classic and the update. What we're talking about, there was... Now, the original broadcast was done in, going back to Wikipedia, I think, 97. According to this, he's been on it. The infamous Mel Waters has been on the program a total of 4 times. 97, 2000, 2002, and December 2002. On a program that we tend to watch late at night, or I won't say watch. Listen to, you could watch the computer screen as it streams.
If we watch, it's pretty much the same program every time.
It's static.
Especially if you watch it with sound on. No, it's a radio broadcast, an AM broadcast. Oh my God! That usually
they are the top,
the
radio
top
AM
yeah,
broadcast
is coast to coast
with the current host George Norrie.
Is George Norrie still?
George Norrie is.
I haven't listened to it.
He signed the contract that he's going to. He was going to retire December 12th, 2012, but he updated the contract that he's going to be with the program as long as he's physically able to.
So, in December 12th, 2012, when the show is on fire. Broadcasting live from the apocalypse. He'll still be broadcasting.
Yes, sweet. But the creator of this program was a man in his own legendary right by the name of Art Bell.
Who I almost share a birthday with.
Yes.
His is the 17th, mine is the 16th of June. And that makes us Gemini buddies. I don't know.
Either way, back in, to sum up the story.
He was in a Lindsay Lohan movie.
And he was on the show Millennium as a guest spot.
Oh, that's
too.
True too, yeah.
And either way, back in brief history, back in 97, early 97, I mean, real early. According to this, it was Wikipedia, it was February 24th. He wrote into Art Bell, because Art Bell had an email address, and stated a brief summary of what he had in his backyard.
Dear God.
He opened up the lines, and Mel Waters called in, and he verified that it was Art Bell verified it was Mel Waters, and Mel Waters shared a story about a hole in his backyard. And I know a lot of you are saying, what's so special about a hole? Well, according to this person, that this hole was, what I think he said, like 15, 20 feet in diameter. Again, what's so special about this hole?
It was like... There's two... Well...
We're starting with the
forward,
first one.
Okay, well, fast forward. You're describing the hole.
The first hole.
The first hole was more or less a dirt hole.
A dirt hole in... Emmett's...
Is it the one that had the brick down the sides? Or like the masonry?
Yeah.
And the second one had the metal lip?
The first one is in... Manistash... Washington, no, Ellensburg, Washington.
Manistash Ridge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He claimed that he put like close to 15 miles of cord down this hole with no bottom. He said residents of this town, Ellensburg, has been putting trash in this hole for God knows how long and it hasn't filled up.
Bottomless hole.
But yeah, it's been, you know, bottomless. There's no end in sight. Yada, yada, yada.
Did you know that there's a resident hole here in our area?
Really?
Yeah. I haven't told you about this, have I?
No.
Yeah. It's behind the Kmart.
It's behind the Kmart?
I mean, I wish I was kidding. I'm not kidding. A coworker has told me about this on two separate occasions. I've been meaning to go check it out. He says... It's bottomless. They've thrown a lot of things down there. Bricks. Yada, yada, yada. It's fenced off. So somebody knows about it. But they've thrown many things down there and...
No. This is my 4-day weekend. And Kmart's nearby. I'm willing to check this shit out.
Yeah, I know.
But,
I haven't been there. So...
Yeah.
Amazingly, I don't know how in the hell... But, you see, it's behind a fence in like a residential community. So I'm guessing that people are going to be like...
Either way, a few years passed, and sometime in 2000 or 2002, Mel Waters called again, saying he was in Nevada.
Oh God, this is the one that gets weird.
Yes. Now, he said he found another one of these bottomless holes in, like maybe an hour on some sort of reservation in Nevada.
Yeah, isn't it like an hour outside of Reno?
Something like that. Mm. And he said it had a metal lip. It looked like something was
a little bit bigger.
A little bit bigger. And he got permission.
Is it the one that shot black light out of it?
No, that was the one in
that was the other one.
Ellensburg. But this one, he said he went out there on the reservation with some of the local Native Americans. Uh-huh. And... they ran a few tests. One of the tests that they did was they said animals, for one thing, Mel Waters said no animal will go near this thing. Mm-hmm. Either hole. No, if you brought a dog or if a dog willingly followed you, it would stop maybe about 30 feet from anywhere near this hole. It would not, no bird, no anything would go near this hole.
And nothing would fly over
it. Nothing would fly over it. So they decided, one of the questions that they had was, what would happen if you lowered a living being in this hole? Obviously, they didn't want to lower a human in there, so they had I think it was like a lamb or
a goat or sheep,
something like that. They lowered it in with like a forklift or something like that. Pulley contraption. That they put over the hole.
It had a cage in it or something.
It had a cage. They had to knock out the animal to keep it, you know, still from trying to wreck the cage. They lowered it in, down a couple hundred feet, waited maybe about 15, 20 minutes, and lowered it back up. The animal, when it lowered it back up and they opened up the cage, was dead. And when they performed an autopsy on this animal, there in the wild, the bed of somebody's pickup or the tables that they brought with them, they pulled out a seal.
Well, no, in the body cavity,
of the deceased animal,
an animal, there was a, what was it? They said like a cocoon
or something like that. I got to re-listen to the broadcast.
Yeah.
When eventually, either they opened up the cocoon or it came out, was this seal.
A seal.
With human eyes that looked into Mel Waters and cured him of a life-threatening illness.
And stared at them puzzled and looking at them for like, what was it, like an hour?
An hour before it hopped back over to the hole and into the hole.
And went back down.
Went back down. Now, one of the other experiments that they did, which eventually, it did have logic to it, meaning that they wanted to see if heat was emanating from the bowels of this hole. Since they didn't have any thermometers, if they put a thermometer down in there, obviously it would change
as it comes back up.
So what they decided was they go out to a local Minute Mart, grab, you know, a couple bags of ice, lower one bucket full of ice into the hole, and keep another bucket up top next to them. That way, if when they bring up the second bucket of ice, if it's completely melted, obviously it's hotter than...
Yeah.
They pretty much waited until the bucket of ice up top was maybe about half melted.
Right.
And if they... Before they reeled in the one from the hole, they figured if the ice in the bucket that was in the hole was completely melted, then it was hotter than the one up top. If it was colder, obviously it would be either more ice in it.
Right.
This is... At least decent logic.
Logic would tell you that they would draw up a bucket of water.
Or
they would definitely draw up a bucket of water. Because the lower you get, the hotter it gets.
I'm yeah. Sure. Either way, you see the logic in this.
Right.
Even if it was attached to a cave, some caves are cooler than outside.
Yeah.
Meaning, if you go to a cave, it's like 72 degrees at one point. It could be 85, 90 degrees on the surface. It's still 72 degrees in the cave. Obviously, it'll be a little bit cooler.
Right.
So there was logic behind this experiment. But when they pulled up the bucket of ice, it was completely full. And they decided, you know, they looked at this quizzically. You know, this is ice. It should melt. So we got to get rid of the... They said, well, we got to get rid of this ice. And they had a campfire up, burning. So they decided, hey, it's a quick way of, you know, putting out the fire and melting the ice in the same thing. Toss the bucket of ice on the fire.
Dun, 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 dun.
Another logical, you know, would be, let's put out the fire. All we got is ice. Ice is made of water. Water puts out fire. Logical conclusion. But unfortunately, the ice started to burn like coal. So.
And wasn't melting.
It wasn't melting.
No. And in fact, was the Indian guy the one?
One of the Indian guys took some home
and
to heat his home.
And it was heating his home, but he was slowly dehydrating and dying.
And when eventually, they said, you heard one that was a little bit longer than what I heard. The one I heard that he put the water, didn't he put it like a tea kettle on the fireplace where this ice was burning?
Right.
And instead of the steam from the boiling water going up into the air, it was being drawn back into the fire.
Into the fire, yeah.
So, I mean, like, you're like, what? It's like, it's one of those things that you want to go to and, yeah, you know, lower.
So there's been people hunting for this hole and nobody can find it.
Both holes. Some people have said they've been up to Ellensburg on the website, melshole.com, that they've been up there, they found the location of where Mel has supposedly lived. Not only that, the locals don't even know who this guy is. Yeah. So they figure Mel Waters is an alias. They found the general area where this hole is supposed to be, and they found something that was... Now, mind you, the government was supposedly taken over this location. So the whole thing was supposed to be fenced off. And if you went 15 miles anywhere near this place, you were stopped by a government official threatening your life. But they've been there, they've hiked there, nothing. Yeah. So it, as far as I've, and a lot of people have known, figured out that it's probably some sort of elaborate hoax.
Yeah. Or there's some, been the Google Earth searches where people like try to find her on Google Earth and there's nothing
there.
But, no, at the same rate, very, very compelling saga of Mel's Hole. We love it.
Yeah.
I could listen to it all day. You find yourself going, this is hogwash, this is bullshit.
Now,
but at the same rate, you are just captivated.
And the reason why we talk about this is that when I first heard this, it was winter time back in like 2000, what, 4 or 5?
2003.
No, what? 2004. It was 2004 or 5. It's when I first met you.
Yeah, it was 4.
So, I was stuck in the house one winter's night. It was snow on the ground. Couldn't make it to work. So, I'm just doing random Google searches of, you know, going from the logical, I'm going to search for my name, my buddy's name, you know, cats, dogs. And it wandered off to, like, the paranormal. And, like, oh, coast to coast. I've heard about them, you know, and I came up to their Streamlink membership. I'm like, I have the money for their Streamlink, but I don't know if they'll like their program. So I did yes, it's illegal. We don't condone it. You know, legalese. A LimeWire search of Art Bell coast to coast and the whole nine yards just to get a sampling of their program.
I condone it completely.
We're just saying for legally.
No. Yeah,
no, it's illegal. Don't do it at home, folks.
I don't download anything, ever.
Illegally. But at the time, it was just to get a sampling of their program to see if I was willing to spend the money, which I did. And the first thing I downloaded was, ironically enough, Mel's Hole Saga.
Right.
And after that, it was like, oh my God, I listened to the whole thing. The next thing I did was I burnt it on a CD, and I handed it over to Big Candy. I'm like, you gotta listen to this shit. It's completely amazing. Not only that, it was like other broadcasts that was like totally out there.
That was kind of the heyday of the of what we listened to. Because remember, that's about the same time that we were listening to a lot of, was it UFO Phil?
UFO, yeah, 2004 was UFO Phil, a demon by the name of Oscar.
Oscar. What was the guy that called in? He was from Area 51, the panicked phone call.
The panicked phone, that was the one I downloaded. That was a classic Art Bell.
Right.
There
was the guy that was flying over Area 51.
Another classic
and they
one.
Shot him down. There's so many of them. They're so funny. You could sit there and
you can find these online everywhere.
It's the show is still on the air. Yeah. It's not so.
Back in 2004, up until I'd say mid 2006, it was still a very interesting program. Right. I mean, you could listen to their open lines on a Friday night, and you'd hear a lot of weird and interesting tales. Up to including someone who found a miniature dinosaur and captured it.
I remember that one. One of my favorite ones, though, was the one from Halloween 06, I believe it was.
I think I might have that
one. You remember that one? It was the one where they were on there just doing ghost stories all
night? Yeah, Art Bell always does two. Now that he's kind of he's still semi-retired, meaning when he wants to do a program, he'll come on and do a program. Mm-hmm. But he still officially does two programs a year. One is the October 31st. Instead of coast to coast, it's ghost to ghost.
Right.
Nothing but ghost stories. And the other one he does is the New Year's Eve prediction show.
Ah, yeah.
Both are always interesting, which, you know, in their own right. And listening to Art Bell is always funny. He'll talk about his cats. He's like, yeah, I think one time he said, as soon as he started the program, his cat jumped on the keyboard and almost shut down the entire broadcast.
Well, I just know that the last time I actually tuned in and was listening to it, it had gone from Friday night funny call-ins to the call-in would be,
I found Jesus. And he's a shadow person. And you're like, oh, dear God. And it's like usually the first caller sets the tone of the whole broadcast.
And, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, a shadow person raped me, or, you know, my neighbor, he's possessed by a demon. And he like, this is not what I, you know, phoned in to hear. I want to hear truckers calling, telling me that they had a chupacabra attached to the cab.
Yeah.
You know,
Stories we used to hear on there that would make us literally want to get out of the car while it's moving.
Not to mention there's a tale that I still have that makes me want to travel the New York PA border from one end to the other because of a trucker's phone call saying he met a centaur, which is, for those, again, for the layman out there who doesn't know what a centaur is, a centaur is a half man, half horse. See, find a geek that has either Hercules or Xena on DVD. They'll give you a visual special effects reference.
Well, Harry Potter had one.
Yeah, Harry Potter has one. That sort of thing. It's like a man on top, human man torso, or female torso. It's mostly a man torso and a horse body.
It'd be funny if it was the other way around.
But either way, he said he met a... He was just stopped on the side of the road one night, filling out his log book. He was just doing what he needed to do. He was just filling out his log book, having some tea. He just got done using the woods as a bathroom, you know, taking a leak. And he was just filling out his log book, and he hears a knocking on his door. And he thought nothing of it. And he hears another knocking on the door. And he said he looks out the window and sees this naked chick. Which, you know, if there's a pub within 20 miles or 5 miles of where you're sitting, it could happen. But he said this naked chick was on top of a centaur. And she asked him for a ride. Now, he did the most logical thing out there. He said, I don't take hitchhikers, started the vehicle, and drove off. And he said he stopped at a rinky-dink, you know, it's like one of these, it's not like a Flying J or something like that that deals primarily in truckers. It's like a mom-and-pop truck stop.
Right.
And he got a drink, he got some more iced tea to bring with him on the road, and the person behind the counter said, your friend wanted you to have this. And he said, what? And she said, it's paid for, no charge. It was his brand cigarettes. And a copy of, I think it was like Heavy Metal or something like that. It was, or Truckers Today. I forgot the name of the magazine. It had no UPC or price on it, but it had the naked chick on the cover.
Oh my God. Yeah, I haven't heard that one before. I thought I had. I thought it was one that you told me about, but no, I didn't know about that one. No, those are the classic shows. Those are great. Not so much anymore. It might turn around. George Norrie might. Norrie likes to mess with people.
Yes, he does.
One lady called in one night, and I'll never forget this. She called in, she was like, George, do you ever notice there's not as many stars as there used to be in the sky? And he goes, well, yes, they're all disappearing. She's like, what? Because you don't believe in them. And the lady was like, are you serious? He's like, yes, you have to believe in them.
And there was one night someone called in. You have to go through a screener to get on the program.
Yeah.
And obviously she made it past the screener. And a lot of people, they've been on so long that they forget that they're waiting. They might get the screener again.
Right.
He flipped the switch for one of the lines. She came on. She said, is this me? She literally thought that George Norrie was the screener. And he played it that he was the screener, and he said, that sounds like an interesting story. Let me put you on with George. And he went on, was like, hi, I'm George, you know, how can, you know, what's your story? She repeated the story. She's like, okay, I'll take your information, and like, I'll put you back with the screener. Hold on a second. He went back.
Wow. Yeah, he's done the George from the future.
Sure. Yeah, like, he'll openly deny, like, oh, that wasn't me. But yeah, you know damn well it was him. Well, I'd love to have him on this program.
That would be fantastic if we could get him on here. He's a card. I'm sure he'd have quite
the tale. He'll tell you that he'll give a, like a laundry list of like, yeah, Coast fans are afraid of clowns, sleeping, not being awake, sleeping laying down, sleeping standing up, sleeping in chairs, mirrors, clowns, like werewolves, UFOs, being out at night, being out in the day.
Oh man, well that's, I guess that's our show tonight. We're talking about Coast to Coast. Check it out sometime. Download some of the classic episodes. You can get those off the website, coasttocoast.com.
But you have to be a Streamlink member. But
which
they do,
was it, $7 a month?
Yes, but they do free weekends every now and again.
That is
you
true.
Know, keep checking their website. And they have a lot of great programs out there.
We'll have the link in the show notes, and you can check that out. It's a wonderful program.
They do have great guests.
And if you have nothing to do all night, look up your local listings. It's going to be on an AM channel. It doesn't broadcast FM. Or if you're streaming.
Very few stations broadcast in FM.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I did not know
that. But it's like 2 out of 100 or something like that.
But if not, you know, you can download the stream link and play it on your iPod or what have you.
And they do real audio on a nightly basis. So either way, that's our broadcast. We hope you had fun. Again, our email address is eecf25428@comcast.net. We are also, you probably got us through iTunes, so please leave us a comment. We will, when we get enough email in, we'll read them on the air. We'll mention your name, so.
Thanks to all 17 of you who've listened to the program.
Probably about 18 or more.
Or more. So,
infect others with this broadcast, please. We mean you no harm.
It's just a good time.
Yes.
Two guys talking about stuff. We don't have an agenda. If you want to talk to us, talk to us. Hey, we'll talk back.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Later.
Good night, everybody.
See ya.
Online, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Yes.
Hi. I don't have a whole lot of time.
Well, look, let's begin by finding out whether you're using this line properly or not.
Area 51.
Yeah, that's right. Were you an employee or are you now?
A former employee.
Former employee.
I was let go on a medical discharge about a week ago, and I've kind of been running across the country. Oh, man, I don't know where to start. They're going to... they'll triangulate on this position really, really soon.
So you can't spend a lot of time on the phone. So give us something quick.
Okay. Okay. What we're thinking of as aliens are they're extra dimensional beings that an earlier precursor of the space program made contact with. They are not what they claim to be. They have infiltrated a lot of aspects of the military establishment, particularly the Area 51. The disasters that are coming, the government knows about them, and there's a lot of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to now, Art.
But they're not doing anything.
They are not. They want the major population centers wiped out so that the few that are left will be more easily controllable.
Discharge.